AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Roads are icy and snow-covered from New Mexico to New York. Accidents have left almost a dozen people dead and dozens more injured from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. But AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the first snowstorm of the season in New York City did not slow down shoppers on Saturday who were trying to find appropriate gifts for holiday giving.
Not rain, sleet, or snow will stop these shoppers who were on a mission in Midtown Manhattan where the streets were crowded with people carrying shopping bags. Chris Smith drove down from Ithaca with his son, Danny.
We have an empty car to bring stuff home.
What are you looking for?
Mostly clothes, and he's looking for Legos.
I like playing with them a lot.
What are you going to make?
I like making these, big Lego architecture ones.
He already made the London Bridge out of Legos. Now father and son were heading to Toys R Us to see what other Lego sets they could buy. Julie Walker, New York.
During a stop in Mobile, Alabama Saturday night on his thank you tour, President-elect Donald Trump said the U.S. will return to the good old days when things were made in the USA.
My administration will follow two very simple rules. Buy American and hire America.
And Trump said he will eliminate what he calls job-killing environmental regulations. At a memorial service on Saturday for war hero, astronaut, and Senator John Glenn in Columbus, Ohio, Vice President Joe Biden addressed John Glenn's widow and said it was obvious the couple had a wonderful marriage.
Annie, what a joyous adventure you and John had together. On display for your children and the whole world to see.
John Glenn will be buried next spring at Arlington National Cemetery, overlooking the seat of government he served in and out of uniform. This is AP Radio News. City officials in Corpus Christi, Texas, are working to determine if anyone has gotten sick from possibly contaminated water and why it took so long to pinpoint the problem.
Corpus Christi Mayor Dan McQueen says they should know in about a day if city water supplies are safe to drink and cook and bathe with.
The risk is unidentified right now.
There are reports of several people showing symptoms, so state and federal environmental regulators are testing water samples. It follows reports starting December 1st of a problem with water at the Ergon Asphalt and Emulsions plant, which led to the determination there had been a chemical leak. Three more reports of water smelling strange and looking discolored were made before city officials announced a water ban on Wednesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The surgeon who created the life-saving Heimlich maneuver for choking victims died early Saturday in Cincinnati. Dr. Henry Heimlich was 96. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.